With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. A deadly multiple vehicle pileup in Colorado has turned out to be fatal, claiming at least four lives.
The crashes Tuesday on both sides of Interstate 25 south of Pueblo occurred at a time when authorities say blowing dirt made it nearly impossible to see. The Colorado State Patrol says dirt kicked up by heavy winds caused brownout conditions. 29 people suffered injuries, ranging from minor to serious. The crashes involved six semi-trailers. The patrol says another vehicle involved was a pickup hauling a trailer carrying 32 goats, four of which died. The cause of the crashes is being investigated. I'm Mike Hempen.
Also at SRNews.com, U.S. Capitol Police arrested an 18-year-old man on Tuesday after he ran from his vehicle toward the Capitol building carrying a loaded weapon.
Who knows what could have happened if we wouldn't had officers here standing guard like they do every single day. I think it's important to note that just a few months ago, we had an active shooter exercise right here on the West Front, virtually in the same spot, and we do those active shooter exercises every single month, and that's why we do it.
That's U.S. Capitol Police Chief Michael Sullivan. His comments came courtesy of WJLA. French police have arrested 11 people in connection with the death of a nationalist student who was beaten to death last Saturday in Lyon.
Quentin Durango, who is 23, died in hospital on Saturday. He was attacked on Thursday during clashes between far-left and far-right supporters. The fighting broke out on the margins of a student meeting where a far-left lawmaker was a keynote speaker. The death has sparked a storm of recriminations, mostly targeting the hard-left France Unbowed
party. That is correspondent Charles de la Desma reporting, and this is SRN News. Despite some changes in theology and social conditions in this country, often impacting the church, one thing remains true. Christians have a very high view of the Bible.
A new Lifeway research poll of Protestant churchgoers finds that while many don't read the scriptures as much as they like to, they value them highly. 74% say they consider the Bible to have authority over every aspect of their life. A similar number say they think about biblical principles throughout each day. The Lifeway poll also reveals that about 60% of respondents say they feel unfulfilled if they miss several days of reading the scriptures. Michael Harrington reporting.
The government of Belgium is unhappy with the U.S. Ambassador Bill White accusing the country of anti-Semitism over the persecution of several Jewish people. Belgian authorities are investigating whether three men in Antwerp were performing circumcisions without certified medical training to carry out the procedures. This is SRN News. Late night host Stephen Colbert is not backing down from his public dispute with CBS bosses over what it airs on his program.
He says he was surprised by a network statement that denied he had been told he could not air an interview with a Texas Senate candidate for fear of triggering the FCC's equal time rule. CBS says its lawyers only advised Colbert against broadcasting the interview shown on YouTube instead. The episode has given Colbert yet another chance to bash the Trump administration. Rich Thomason reporting.
Closer look at your numbers on Wall Street. The Dow Jones Industrial Average and the other major indexes all thriving in today's session. So far, right now, it's a Dow up by 210 points, approaching the 50,000 mark at 49,742. The NASDAQ up by 219, and the S&P 500 right now up by just about 43 points. You'll find more of these stories at srnnews.com. From Washington, I'm Bob Agnew.